Speaking to reporters in a conference call, U.S. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Paul Zunkov said workers had installed the cap on November 8th and completed testing to make sure the well is completely plugged. On top, he said, is a corrosion cap with an 11-point star, with each point representing a worker killed on the April 20th explosion that led to the largest oil spill in history. Zukov said there is evidence of oiling along 939 kilometers of coastline, but he described most of it as light, with only around 41 kilometers being heavily oiled. He said more than 9,000 people are still engaged in cleanup operations, with a special emphasis on restoring marshlands and beaches.
Some of our more persistent oil is in that sand column on both recreational beaches and also on national park shorelines. And in some cases, it's either removed manually or we're using heavy equipment.
The Coast Guard Rear Admiral said the response team he leads is making a special effort to clean beaches that are frequented by tourists before the spring season begins in about 5 months. He said the effort to restore the shoreline involves state and local officials, as well as various federal agencies like the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, and the U.S. Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, Regulation, and Enforcement, which was the agency that capped the well. Zunkov said determining when to finalize operations in any given area involves discussions with all interested parties.
We sit down with a number of trustees. It could be landowners, National Park Service, NOAA, and others. When we reach a point where any further cleanup provides no net environmental benefit, at that point we terminate that phase of the response. And so that will really be the indicator of when we're done.
Zunkov said around 12 vessels remain at the site of the well disaster, including the Discoverer Enterprise drillship and two others owned by Transocean Oil Services Company that owned the rig destroyed in the accident. The ships will move back to shore after being decontaminated. Other ships on site are involved in retrieving spill response equipment that remains on the seabed near the site. Experts differ as to how much long-term damage was done to the Gulf region's ecology by the spill and the dispersant chemicals used to keep heavy oil slicks from reaching shore. Some scientists say oil in the water could affect fish embryos and other sensitive aquatic life for months or even years to come, but other scientists cite studies done after the 1979 Ixtoc 1 spill in Mexico's Gulf of Campeche that showed little effect from the oil or dispersants in the years that followed. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says only 8% of the oil from the BP well disaster was treated with dispersants. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.